Start off 9-1 in the first quarter there, leading 12-1 after one there. And I think he had to be pretty happy with the hot start there. And it was Brad McCormick who had the layup after layup after layup to start things off.
Yeah, that makes things a lot easier when we make baskets early. That definitely opens things up. But, you know, I guess I was just mostly pleased with, you know, how well we took care of the ball this evening. I hadn't seen that for a few games, and that's something I've really been preaching, and I was pretty pleased with that, especially with Madison being out as long as she was.
And that allowed some other players to get in some more playing time there tonight. She had the foul trouble tonight, but it was really your big three, top scorers that helped lead the way tonight. Lindy Rumford, Emily Weathers, they kind of took turns there, and Bryn McCormick as well in the first and third quarters. It's good to get there. Get a third player into double figures other than those two.
I mean, that's always a luxury to have three in double figures, but, I mean, I hope at least to have two. But, yeah. You know, I mean, I felt like it was certainly a team effort as far as our defense goes, and then also you just taking care of the ball. I was really happy with that.
The defense definitely started things off right tonight. I think I had Holcomb with around 14 turnovers in the first quarter, and they settled that down after the first quarter, but defense was pretty much set the tone for the whole night.
Yeah, that was one thing that we were really wanted to work on, because we didn't really get to do that quite a bit at our last tournament, and because we had to constantly get back. So we needed to work on a couple of things. I felt like we were good for about three quarters into it, and then I think you can tell fatigue has set in, that we have played a lot, and actually one of the referees even said he noticed it. So that's why they get the day off tomorrow.
Well, it's a well-deserved day off tomorrow, and you get two more games on the road. It's Friday at Lakin, and you get to play in their secondary gym there on Friday. So that'll be a quite a loud experience for you guys there.
Yeah, that happened in volleyball as well, and all I know is it was super hot. So we better be ready to go, because old school means definite old school.
Well, that'll make for an interesting atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here. Thanks as always. Congratulations on the victory. 4-1 halfway through the league season.
Thank you.